USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the nation deals with inflation reaching a near 40-year high, soaring gas prices, and even a nationwide baby formula shortage, some economists are sounding the alarm that the nation could be at risk for a possible recession. Director of the National Economic Council, Brian Deese, responds when asked about the possibility of a recession while speaking on Fox News Sunday.
Our economy is in a period of transition. We're moving from the strongest economic recovery in modern history to what can be a period of more stable and resilient growth.
The Fed Reserve recently raised its benchmark interest rate in an effort to curb inflation. White House COVID Response Coordinator Dr. Ajit Jha says the United States is not done yet with COVID-19. Dr. Jha saying that 300 people a day are dying from it, and that's way too much. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
The deadly tornado that ripped through Gaylord, Michigan on Friday had winds of 150 miles per hour. The National Weather Service says it was the first tornado in Michigan that was an EF3 or stronger since 2012. The tornado killed at least two people and injured 44 more. The United Nations says most of the 6 million Ukrainian refugees fleeing the Russian invasion are women and children. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls tells Fox News that he is concerned Ukrainian refugees could be vulnerable to human trafficking.
They take their passport, they take their work papers, they have nowhere to go, and then suddenly they're caught in a labor trafficking ring with nowhere to go.
He says he is part of a group establishing a bipartisan effort to combat human trafficking of Ukrainian refugees, the UN Refugee Agency saying they are monitoring the situation and looking for ways to create safer systems for Ukrainians. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
A federal judge is blocking the Biden administration from ending Title 42 on Monday. The policy created during the Trump era puts restrictions in place at the U.S. border to prevent the spread of coronavirus as cases continue to surge in the pandemic. Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall joins Fox News to weigh in.
When he announced he was ending Title 42, that was the magnet for the rest of the world. And like you said, there's been about 8,000 encounters per day. We expect that to go to 18,000 starting tonight. And that's already, what, double from what was a year ago.
An area known for craft beers is launching a craft beer certificate program.
Eastern Washington University is partnering with No Lie Brew House in Spokane to create the school's first professional certificate program for the craft beer industry. Washington State has more than 400 craft breweries. At least 64 of them are within 100 miles of Spokane. The demand for jobs in the craft beer industry, which had a more than $2 billion economic impact, is increasing. The 15-credit program will begin this fall. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness continues to rule the box office. The latest film in the Marvel lineup added another $31 million in earnings over the weekend. Coming in second for its domestic debut was Downton Abbey, A New Era, with $16 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.